pum, 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 run! This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, why hordes of people are trying to avoid the Little Drummer Boy this holiday season. Plus, a trio of new holiday releases you won't want to miss in our weekly Pick 3. And a wandering garbage barge gets its musical due when saxophonist John Ellis and his big band play live in our studio. But first, this is a tune that's literally been drummed into our Christmas consciousness. Little Drummer Boy is so ubiquitous, in fact, that hundreds of people have joined an online challenge to dodge it this holiday season. Apologies to all of you contestants that we just wiped out. There's always next year. In a moment, we'll learn more about where the song came from, and we'll hear from a composer who co-wrote the Bing Crosby and David Bowie version of the song. But first, joining me in the studio is Village Voice music editor Maura Johnston. Maura, welcome back.
Hello.
And joining us on the phone is the founder of the Little Drummer Boy Challenge, Michael Peck.
Hello.
Are you now out of your own challenge, Michael?
You guys just took me out, but I volunteered for that.
All right, so Michael taking one for the team.
Me too.
Exactly.
I was running.
Were you in it too?
I was in it too, and this just wiped me out. This is my devotion to the show.
Oh my goodness! So. Now I feel. I was going to say I feel terrible. I don't feel terrible at all. What is it, Michael, about Little Drummer Boy, out of all the many Christmas carols that we hear year after year and day after day, that made this one the topic of your challenge?
Well, actually, to truth be told, I did not choose it myself. It was a friend of a friend, and they were running just a version between themselves, a handful of people in San Francisco. And then my wife actually came home. We live in Chicago now, and mentioned that she had heard it in a burrito house in early November and was out of the contest, and I just decided to put it on Facebook. But I think people respond to it just because it's so somber and serious. It's one of the funniest songs to try to avoid.
Well, and is part of the fun the sheer impossibility of successfully negotiating a Christmas season without hearing it?
I think that's exactly it. Yeah, and it actually draws attention to it and makes people conscious of the fact, wait a minute, I can't go anywhere and try not to hear this. And so we've had people run out of Target without buying things they need. Actually, one woman said that she now only goes through the Starbucks drive-thru because they don't play music there.
Well, you know, one of your challengees got burned by us this morning. Stephen on the Facebook page writes that he woke up early, tuned into Morning Edition, which should be a safe haven, you would think,
right,
and they were promoting today's sound check and using a little bit of the rum-pum-pum-pum, and
right.
Stephen was out.
That's the danger of trying to stay informed.
So, but it's on the honor system then. There's no, I mean, you have.
Yeah, it's all self-reported.
It's kind of like that very different contest on the Seinfeld show,
right,
all those years ago.
Exactly.
It's become even more difficult to avoid Little Drummer Boy because now there is a new shooter in the game on the other side.
Yes, there are actually a couple of new versions of the song this year, but probably the most prominent one and the one that aired on last week's Christmas tree lighting at Rockefeller Center was the interpretation by Justin Bieber, which is called Drummer Boy, and which features the rapper Ludacris contributing a verse where he talks about looking at his BlackBerry.
And Busta Rhymes, too.
Oh, Busta Rhymes! Oh, what? You know what? I'm confusing Baby and thank you very much. I'm so sorry. Apologies to Ludacris.
Ludacris would never.
Come on.
Of course he would.
Busta Rhymes, though, has a verse, and he's the one looking at his BlackBerry.
And so this is the new Justin Bieber version of Little Drummer Boy. Stupid love like Cupid. I'm the drummer boy, so do. Justin Bieber from Under the Mistletoe, and he calls that Drummer Boy. It is
yes.
Little Drummer Boy with some rapping added.
He's
featuring Busta Rhymes. Bieber, no, but the hair is still as big as ever. And Maura Johnston, music editor of The Village Voice, here with me in the studio. On the line is Michael Peck, creator of the Little Drummer Boy Challenge on Facebook, where hundreds of people have joined in, and many of them, soon after joining, have fallen by the wayside. And Michael, I mean, there is a kind of a seasonal creep, isn't there? I mean, there's a famous scene in, you know, the movie About a Boy?
Yes.
So there's the Hugh Grant character. He doesn't have to work for a living because his dad wrote a song called Santa's Magic Sleigh or Super Sleigh. And, you know, so he never goes out around Christmas because he hates the song and doesn't want to hear it. And there's a scene of him thinking that he's safe because it's November. You know, he's in England. He's in London. He's going down the aisle of a supermarket, pushing a cart, and suddenly Santa's Super Sleigh comes on over the speakers and he has to go running out of the store. It's become like that, hasn't it?
It has, basically. It's everywhere. And I think it's really retail creep disguised as Christmas creep. It's just about selling stuff. Mm. And so you have these songs playing earlier and earlier and earlier. And I think because Christmas generates so much goodwill, people don't resent it as much as, say, you know, I love Halloween, but I don't want trick-or-treaters knocking on my door at Labor Day.
And it almost has gotten to that point. I mean, Maura, here in New York City, the earliest station to start playing Christmas music was on November 18th.
Oh, yeah. And that was actually late.
Right. Elsewhere in the country, somebody was on the Christmas bandwagon as early as October 17th.
Yeah, it's been flipping earlier and earlier. And part of that is a ratings decision, actually, because the all Christmas format, actually, and the holiday format, does actually very well. Mm-hmm. So a lot of stations, especially the ones that lean toward the sort of adult contemporary playlists, they flip early, and it's become sort of a game for a lot of radio watchers to see who the first station is. The first station in the country to do it this year, I believe, was Down the Shore in New Jersey in the Cape May Asbury Park area. So
does that make you, Michael, and your group of little drummer boy challengers a bunch of Scrooges trying to, you know, not get into the spirit of the season?
Not in the least. It's not anti-anything. It's basically just a goof, which is what I think makes it fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm really glad and sad, Michael, that you joined us and took yourself out of your own challenge, since, of course, you had to hear a little bit of Little Drummer Boy, not once, but twice in the past couple of minutes. Thanks very much for being with us on Soundcheck today.
It was worth the sacrifice, and thank you.
Now, Maura, the song wasn't always called Little Drummer Boy, right?
No, it was originally called Carol of the Drum. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, it's so funny because it's one of those songs that you hear it and it's performed so somberly. I mean, I thought when I was a kid, I used to think of it as sort of one of those Christmas songs that had been around forever.
Right.
Because it's just performed in this very grave way. But it was actually originally composed in 1941. And it was adapted from a Czech chorale. And then it was sort of bounced around. And the version that you hear a lot now is the version that was recorded in 1958 uh-huh. by the Harry Simeon Chorale. But, you know, the Trapp Family Singers also recorded it in that interim.
The Sound of Music.
The Sound of Music,
Von
yeah.
Trapp Family Singers. Yeah. So let's hear a little bit of their version under the name Carol of the Drum. The Von Trapps, the Trapp Family Singers, this is 1955, so before they would gain sort mm-hmm. of reflected fame through Sound
yes.
Music. And that's the original title of the song, Carol of the Drum. And Maura, when does it, I mean, by 3 years later, it has changed its title?
Yeah, because... Well,
and but not its tune.
One thing about it was that there was some dispute over actually who wrote it. And even as recently as a couple of years ago, there was this sort of popular notion that it had been written in 1958 by the people behind the Harry Simeone Chorale. And you know, that was sort of interpreted differently by a lot of people, I guess. But then there was a piece of sheet music found in an archive that dated the piece of music as this 1941 composition, and it, you know, having been adopted from this older song,
right, from this older Czech piece. Yeah. So Harry Simeone, his recording, is this the first one under the name Little Drummer Boy that we know of?
I believe so.
Well, it's certainly the first hit version,
yes,
of it. Goes all the way to number 13 on the pop charts in 1958. Harry Simeone and his chorale doing The Little Drummer Boy in 1958. They reached number 13 on the pop charts with this version. And so, Maura, this is a version that many boomers would have grown up with.
Oh, and even people, you know, younger than boomers, my age. I mean, I remember the sort of solemn version, too.
Yeah. There have been many other versions. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you had to pick one other one that we should talk about, what would it be?
Well, the iconic one is for a lot of kids, especially those growing up in the MTV era, was probably the collaboration between David Bowie and Bing Crosby.
Which, in fact, was co-written by Alan Buzz Cohan, who is on the phone with us. He's an Emmy-winning television writer, composer, lyricist, and producer, and co-wrote that famous Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy version of the song for the 1977 Bing Crosby TV special called Merry Old Christmas. Buzz, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you, sir. Happy to be here.
So what brought about this kind of different version that you did for the Bing Crosby special?
It was one of those fortuitous circumstances that happen sometimes that you least expect, and that's what happened. The booking was for David Bowie to be with Bing Crosby. And David, I guess, wanted to attract a larger audience than his Ziggy Stardust crowd, and so he agreed to do the show. And I think he actually lived a couple of miles up from the Elstree studio where we shot the show in England, so it wasn't a big trek for him to make it. And he came to the studio, and we met him just the day that we were actually going to shoot Little Drummer Boy, and that was just the song we were going to do with Bing.
Mm-hmm.
And when we finally got in the set with David, he either said, I don't really like that song, or he said, it doesn't show off my range, depending on whose version you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Larry Grossman and Ian Fraser and myself were standing there, and we tried to preserve the arrangement that was already written of Little Drummer Boy. So we said, if you'll excuse us for a little bit, let us go downstairs to the basement where there's a piano, and we'll see if we can come up with some way to salvage this thing. We went down to the basement, and in about, once again, it's a guess, around 20 minutes later, we decided to write a counter melody to Little Drummer Boy and a brand new bridge, and we called it Peace on Earth.
So
then we came back upstairs and we played it for David, and he said, yeah, I think I can do this. Well, they rehearsed for about an hour and they shot it, and that was what actually happened with this wonderful combination of pieces.
So it all happened really fast. You came up with the words, you came up with the counter melody. Basically, what we're talking about is sort of similar to what Simon and Garfunkel did with Scarborough Fair, the old folk song, where they put that canticle, you know, you had the two voices and almost answering each other. Except here, the two voices were Bing Crosby and David Bowie, and this is what it sounded like in 1977.
Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You do, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing. ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. A newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day of glory.
See the day.
David Bowie and Bing Crosby, Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy, created pretty much on the spot, as Buzz Cohan is just telling us, for Bing Crosby's 1977 Christmas special called Merry Old Christmas. And Buzz, I mean, did you have a chance to watch the two of them as they rehearsed and then eventually performed the song? I mean,
yes, we did. We were right there on the set when they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, I also did the script for the special, and I think the only thing I had to change was the line where he said, it's my son's favorite song. I think originally it said, it's my favorite song. So we made that adjustment right on the set, too.
I mean, did you get a sense of how the two of them got along? I mean, Bing Crosby must have been a little nonplussed to have Ziggy Stardust standing next to him, albeit in a jacket and, you know, button-down shirt.
You know, the charm that was Bing Crosby on screen also existed off-screen. He was the most relaxed and charming man and bright and intelligent, and even at the age that he was always anxious to do new and exciting things. I mean, I never met a performer who was willing to tamper with his legend that way and take chances. I did 5 Christmas shows with Bing, and he was always more than willing to try new things that I'd write for him. So it was always a pleasure. I don't think he was nonplussed at all, but I think I was nonplussed when I started this interview by saying fortuitous, when I knew the word was fortuitous.
I think we knew what you meant, Buzz.
I hope so.
listeners, you can watch the entire clip on our website, wnyc.org/soundcheck. David Bowie and Bing Crosby doing this Little Drummer Boy medley that you, Buzz, and Larry Grossman and Ian Fraser wrote the day of the show, so you couldn't have had any idea that this thing would turn out to be as popular as it later became. And in fact, Maura, you grew up watching it on MTV,
right?
Oh,
yeah, I saw, you know, it would be airing on MTV all the time during the holidays and everything. So, and now it's even more of a staple where it's...
They've also made fun of it. You know, that there are a couple of versions now that a couple of...
There are some parodies,
yeah. Definitely.
Indeed. And they're quite humorous, actually. But as long as we collect our royalties, we don't mind. Run away, guys.
It's amazing what a little check in the mail will do for your sense of humor.
It's the Christmas spirit.
Buzz Cohan is an Emmy-winning TV writer, composer, lyricist, and producer, in part responsible for the Bowie-Crosby version of The Little Drummer Boy. And Buzz, thank you so much for being with us on Soundcheck.
Well, it was just fortuitous that I'm here. Thank you.
And Maura, you're going to stay put because we've got, Maura's got, 3 holiday songs that you will want to listen to coming up next.